And it's divided in three parts, and it's called Crying for Krishna. And actually, the essence of this article really is kind of three things. One is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And just somehow or other being able to appreciate their mercy and the absolute necessity for us to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. There's no possibility of making spiritual progress without that. And the second really important part is the deep and profound realization that we have no qualification to get that mercy, or we really, the jiva souls in the Kali Yuga especially, or any time, our qualification is to be profoundly and deeply aware of our disqualification. And if you put these two things together, the awareness or the experience of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which we've all had, which we've all experienced, otherwise we wouldn't be here. None of us would be sitting here if we didn't experience the beautiful mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Within kirtan, in hearing Krishna Katha, in the association of devotees, in the little transformations of our lives, we've all experienced that. And that, coupled with you could say the realization that we don't deserve it. We really don't deserve it. I'm speaking for myself, but maybe it applies to someone else also. So we're going to be singing songs. Probably most of the songs that we'll sing are ones that you already know very well, but I'm hoping that we can look at them in a new light. Songs like Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Gauranga Balite Habe. So I'd like to sing those songs with you, and also using the melodies of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada sang these songs in such a wonderful way. He sang them. It wasn't like he sang line one, line two, line three, that he just went through it. But he would repeatedly sing the songs in such a way that he's really chewing on each word, I can say, singing certain words again and again, and experiencing deeply the meanings of these songs and calling for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So I don't know how successful I'll be, but this is my intention in bringing these songs to you, and I hope you'll have a wonderful experience.
Hare Krishna. Mancha kalpa dhruvyascha kripa sindhuvya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So I feel, I have to say, mixed feelings of a kind of thrill to be back here. A certain amount of tribulation, because as we heard from Krishna Prema Rupa Prabhu, you all come with different expectations. and a third feeling I have is of coming back home. I've been here now, I think, three times, maybe, and maybe this is fourth time. So it's kind of becoming I feel sort of homeless, and maybe you also feel in this world a little bit homeless, even though we may live here or there. But especially as the world turns, so many strange things happen, and we really wonder what we're doing here. So it's nice to be here with all of you, and I look forward to having nice exchanges with all of you. What we'll be doing in our sessions, which I believe are in the mornings, late morning, is something which some of you are, or maybe more than some, are already familiar with. We call it yoga, the art of play, instead of yoga, the art of work, which is what Krishna speaks of in Bhagavad Gita. We're daring to make a small adjustment to what he says in the second chapter. And partly I feel inspired to do this by our surroundings, where we are. I just came from the flatlands of northern Serbia. Everything there is completely flat. And now suddenly here we are in this amazing atmosphere with these huge mountains. As I came up, I was thinking, it's like each of these mountains are demigods. We wonder, do the demigods really exist? Well, just have a look at the mountains and you'll be perhaps more convinced. A point I want to make with this is sometimes we think our thinking and our horizons of possibility are kind of two-dimensional. So just like you have a piece of paper and you make some diagram on it, it's two-dimensional. And there's a tendency we have in general in conditioned life to think and even feel two-dimensionally. But taking the analogy of being in Kintal, where everywhere we look are mountains, it's like we're being invited to lift ourselves up to think, to feel, to experience Krishna Bhakti in three dimensions, at least three, perhaps more. And one, I think, important, let's say, element or component of this three-dimensionality is looking for and discovering our own creativity. There's a word that's become a bit of a buzzword in contemporary philosophy. Don't mind, it's early in the week. We won't scare you with terminology, but it's natality. It comes from natal, which means birth. And the idea is that it's a kind of revolt against the tendency in modern philosophy to think that life is focused toward death. It's kind of saying no. It's about something special and unique, that every birth, every one of our lives is unique, and it is unique in its potential for creativity. We don't usually talk about this, amongst devotees. We speak a lot about receptivity, about submissive hearing, all of which is important. But at some point, the question may come, okay, what do we do? What do we say? So I like to try to encourage this in simple ways and hopefully fun ways. And as the sort of basis for what we'll do, our focus is going to be 5th Canto Bhagavatam. When was the last time you read 5th Canto Bhagavatam? So we're going to revisit some aspects of 5th Canto Bhagavatam. Who knows, maybe we will climb Mount Meru together. And let me also ask, do we have any rappers here? Don't be shy. I'm sure we have at least some yes? Rapper? No? Ah, come on. In Serbia, we had an experiment, and I would say it was successful. Several devotees showed incredible rapping talent to express some idea from 5th Canto Bhagavatam. Yeah, so that's just one example of what we may do. Please don't think, oh, that's not for me. I would not be caught dead doing something like that. I think this can be an opportunity for stretching. We heard in the Serbian camp from Satchinandan Swami about coming out of our safety zone. So this might be one opportunity to take one or two little baby steps, still safe, but safe and fun. And you may come a little bit out of that safety zone in a way which will show you how rich our devotional culture is based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishne svadhamo pagate dharma jnana nibhisaha kalo nashta dishamesha puranarko aduno udita. This Purana, the Bhagavata, has arisen like the sun in this age of Kali. Just to, in a sense, substitute for Krishna, who left this world together with Dharma and Jnana and everything else good. He left it, but he left the Bhagavatam for us, so that we have something better to do than to worry about the World Cup match. I think the final match was today. It's probably over by now. Oh, it starts. Everyone's going to be rushing to the... Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I want to thank you very much for coming. We have counted actually the number of summer camps that have taken place in Switzerland and came up with the impressive number of 42 summer camps. I'm not sure, either you are now on the 42nd summer camp or it's the 43rd. Anyways, numbers, when they reach a certain height, they don't mean so much. You just say it's a lot. So thank you all very much for coming, and thank you all for bringing some eagerness for bhakti, for deepening your bhakti with you. It is very, very special when people with the same mindset come together and celebrate something. I believe that, I'm not an expert in football, but I heard when many fans come together and there is some goals are shot, then the atmosphere in the stadium is almost electrified, no? And there are tears and joy and childbirths and deaths and so much emotional excitement is there when many people can come together and experience something. There is a Sanskrit word for this, which at the moment I only know in English. It's the equalization of emotions. You know, all feel the same. So that is possible when like-minded people assemble. And here, yes, a rare opportunity is created by so many like-minded persons who do come together with the explicit idea to deepen their bhakti, and we can help each other. And I believe last year we could see Padahari Prabhu, perhaps you remember, when we were all singing in the evening, there was really so much tears and joy was there. I didn't see childbirths, but there was a lot of spiritual excitement, no? And devotees who were ancient and old were dancing like young devatas and so on. So, yes. So, thank you very much for coming. And I believe that as we are entering the retreat and we find, so to say, our rhythm and we find our appreciation and we find that our bhakti perhaps blossoms, there will be this atmosphere which comes when the emotions of people equalize, or they are similar at least for some time, and then a heightened is the English word, spiritual realization is possible. That's a very important point of the rasa theory, this understanding of you know, tuning into each other and building an atmosphere. I want to introduce my seminar now to you, but before, I would like to see if we can just calm down, arrive totally in the space here by singing for only 3 minutes or so some kirtan. The last time we sang this kirtan was when we were on boats on the sacred river Jamuna. And let's drift down the Yamuna with this melody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, all of us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Sita
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, all of us, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Prabhupada Shiva, Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranithai, 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 Jaya Gauranithai. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha. Gaura Premanani Hari Hari Om. Hare Krishna. In my seminar, I want to attempt to try to make the world of Krishna become bigger in your life, and let the world of the Maya become smaller in your life. As you well know, we are very much, let us say, involved with our minds and our activities in the things. Many of you have to work, many of you study important things like statistics, many ideas of the world. Very few of you are immune to football and know what is developing in the world out there. Others are mountain and nature lovers, and they walk through the nature. They may practice the art of horse riding without saddle. You know, the world and its many attractive and also unattractive features, like failures, anxieties. My God, I soon have to pay only with that registered, what is it called, that card, and I have so much Lakshmi I cannot account for. How, what will be the future of my life in this world? And oh no, I don't really live at the right place. I have to zügeln, bring my furniture in another apartment. There is a lot of thought which the normal person in Kali Yuga, who is overwhelmed by things, tasks, responsibility, but also distracting interests, which make the world appear very, very big. And Krishna is also there, yes. I chant not all 16 rounds, but I sometimes chant something. Yes, I listen to online lectures. I read in Krishna conscious literature and so on. But if you consider what you think throughout the day, you will find most of your mental energy, or a lot of your mental energy, is invested in this world and not in the eternal spiritual world. So trying to make the world of Krishna bigger in our lives is a bold effort, and it you could say it's like trying to have a picture, an ideal picture, if it is not a backdrop in a retreat, has four sides, you know, wooden frames, one up, one left, right, one middle. But the picture of complete Krishna consciousness has five, not four frames. And when you have these four frames, my dear devotees, you can engage in the sadhana, in the basic sadhana of Krishna consciousness. But as you see the picture more clearly, you can also satisfy that desire in you which looks for a spiritual experience, not a theoretical understanding. These five pillars, so to say, of five things that help you frame your picture of Krishna consciousness are given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I will take one verse which forms where the five important philosophical concepts that all translate into a respective practice will be explained. It is, what do we mean with Krishna? Who's Krishna? What do we mean with the land where he interacts in loving relationships? Vrindavan. Who are Krishna's most exalted devotees, and what do they teach us? What is the goal of a life in Krishna consciousness? And also, where do we find information about these things? That I would like to explain in a way that is both interesting for the sadhaka, for the man or lady whose mind is in the world. I will talk about psychology, I will talk about FOMO, I will talk about things which really relate to the person as we are now, but I do hope to also satisfy the inquisitiveness of the devotees who wish to enter Krishna's world, you know, and make that more relishable. So yes, that is my idea. I will talk about the five concepts or matas, the opinions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how they translate to the person who is approaching bhakti on an initial level, to the way in which we relate to Krishna when we are more interested in the practices of Krishna consciousness that give us an experience of the sweet taste of Krishna consciousness. No, there will be practices, there will be meditations. Yes, I have worked very hard on a meditation of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, where he says, how do we go in our mind to Vrindavan? I have also digged out some interesting poetry from the world of people who deal with spirituality. It is quite hopefully quite colorful, because I need to entertain or reach an audience that is very, very variegated, no? Which has many, many levels of advancement and many levels of interest. Yeah, that will be my seminar. And I do know the time is in the afternoon when the sun goes to the western horizon, and our it's not so hot any longer, and we will try to do this. In conclusion, I want to give you the three rules of a pilgrim. A pilgrim is a person who walks into an unknown terrain, and the only compass he has is the compass of the soul and its yearning, its immortal yearning for spiritual fulfillment. So in some ways, I like to see the all of you as pilgrims, as fellow travelers on the path of Krishna consciousness, who wish to come closer to their spiritual goal. Now there are three rules that are given to the pilgrim, and in old times pilgrims would get a big hat which would protect them, like a sombrero, not a little smaller than a sombrero. They would get a pilgrim's stick, and they would get a very useful garment in which they could walk and also sleep and be warm in the night. So yes, there are three rules for a pilgrim. The first thing is, please, my dear everyone, search for Krishna. Yes, tomorrow the results of the World Cup will be out, and for those of you who are interested in this, you can inform yourself, of course, if that is your interest. Yes, there are other things. You might like to meet a friend. You might like to meet a rich devotee and ask him for some money for your project. You may have a few things on your to-do list. I need to meet this person and that person. You may like to join Gaura Leela's theater group. I know it's on the Mahabharata this time. That is correct, Gaura Leela?
Yes.
And you might... yes, so many things, but mainly keep this in your notebook, in your mobile telephone. Search for Krishna. Where can I find Krishna? And how can I find, come closer to Krishna? The second thing is very important. You know, all of us come into a new arrangement. We meet new people. The rooms are different. The bathrooms will be full. Usually they are full. We will eat prasadam. And although all cautions will be made, we can't guarantee that some people of you might have to visit the toilet three times a day. This happens when many people come together. You know, different bacteria climate comes together. Yes, this is... many things will happen. Some of you will be sunburned. Some of you will... You know, don't make yourself free from one tendency, that is to complain. Try to see everything as Krishna's arrangement. That is the second rule of a pilgrim. By trying to connect what happens in my sensual perception and my mental processing of this, and doing this, try to find Krishna's arrangement behind it. What do you think about this? It's an interesting it's an interesting arrangement. It will upgrade your experience to something higher. And the third, my dear everyone, is try to please Krishna. Try to see sometimes in the day, I imagine if Krishna is next to me and he listens to the conversation which I have at the moment. I could upgrade my conversation to please him, to bring him more into it. Or there will be always, when many people come together, some services arise. Distributing prasadam, cleaning, arranging something here and there. Try to please Krishna. You can please Krishna also by pleasing Vaishnavas, you know, doing something like things like, I always say, I see you have a shirt to wash. I am an expert in washing. I do hand wash and I have excellent places for drying cloth. So you give your shirt to me and it will come better back than it was when you gave it to me. You know, pleasing Vaishnavas like this.
And I brought an iron.
And I brought an iron with me. Wow. You have? Oh, no, not you. So, three rules of a pilgrim. Should we repeat them? What was the first? Search for Krishna. Well, you know everything already. Search for Krishna. What was the second rule? Don't complain, but see everything as an arrangement of Krishna. Wonderful. And the third rule of a pilgrim? Yeah, try to please Krishna. My dear devotees, these are powerful keys that open the walls of your previous perception. They open these doors which you often overlook, and they will help you to look behind and see the spiritual reality. Search for Krishna, see everything as arrangement of Krishna, and therefore deal with it differently, don't complain, and finally please Krishna. This will make your Swiss summer camp, into a breakthrough experience. Good. So, thank you very much. We will now give the microphone back, you have it already, to our happily smiling MC, Krishna Prema Rupa. Hare Krishna.